So yeah, I had a yeah. I got my Red Dragon Thunderzord today.
Now for the other four.
Yeah, well, thanks.
For
Yeah, I
now,
appreciate
there's
that.
five in the box.
Don't even give me like a half a second to be excited about getting it. You're just like, "You're gonna get the other four now." Like, I just got this one.
Really, if anyone in the cast sounds angry all the time, it's Paladin.
I know. I'm such a f***ing curmudgeon.
Well, it sounds like you can wait for the SRC version.
Wow.
Yeah, JD,
you idiot. See, the thing is, though, is that Paladin will live forever. See, because it's always the people that are like the bitchiest and complain the most that like live the longest. The
Just
happy
ask my one
people
remaining
can die.
grandparent. You know, I've been through two grandfathers and one grandmother already, and the one that I dislike the most intensely is the one that's still alive.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I say that. My grandmother did finally, she moved on, but and she was kind of
By moved on, you mean
complaining.
died?
Yeah. She moved on into the death.
Here I am laughing because JD's grandmother died.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, that's hilarious that you experienced loss and heartache. Perhaps if you will tell me where her tombstone is, I will poop on it.
Intro quote. Okay, need not to
You
suffocate.
take like a fucking video from your phone of you pinching a loaf on my grandmother's grave. Like, post it on Twitter.
That's what they invented that Vine thing for, right?
Right. Yeah, totally. That would be the vine. The loaf dropping from the sphincter onto the top of the tombstone.
Can you do that in 6 seconds?
It just depends on how much fiber you've had.
Hell, any longer and it's just rotten on the vine.
Oh, God.
At least, that wasn't a train joke.
No, I mean there is some consolation.
This is superhero time with XV.
All right, where's my blue lipstick?
Paladin.
JD Mooning is super effective against everything.
JD Church.
I need more friends.
Fort Max.
Who are you again?
With special guest.
Circumcision is funny.
I'm going to miss that Die Ranger intro, though. Man, that song is great.
I like the Akiba Ranger version better.
Well, yes. Now I want to go back and watch that Akiba Ranger version.
So that you'll actually understand it?
Yes, because I didn't get it before, and now like I vaguely remember things from it, so I need to go back and watch that episode because it'll be hysterical now.
It was pretty hysterical then, anyway.
I mean, it was still funny not having reference for it, but I can imagine it'll be even funnier now.
Of course, I watched that having the reference, so I'm sure I got a lot more out of it than you did.
Yeah.
Basically, JD, you just suck.
Oh, thanks.
You f***ing idiot.
Not considering I came into this fandom like f***ing raw. Like, I mean, the first toku I watched was for this damn show.
What was it?
I want to
You don't
say
even remember.
I was supposed to watch Shin, so I didn't watch that.
That was
I
for our
was.
100th episode.
Yeah. I want to say it was something from Forze, maybe. It was either Forze or Gokaiger.
There are
Yeah.
worse places to start.
Well, yeah, Gokaiger would be kind of good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Good job.
Generally speaking. Okay. So it's superhero time.
Hooray!
And since it's, well, just about New Year's Eve when we're recording, half the people are missing. Well, they're not really missing. I know where they are. They just they can't come to the phone right now.
You don't need to sound
the
alert.
In the back of a car somewhere.
Okay, if you know where they are, how many pieces are they in?
It's okay. I've got a pretty big freezer.
God.
Are they hidden behind the pizza?
No, they're too new.
Yeah.
Everything has to work its way toward the back naturally, like sedimentation.
You know, if you put the old stuff in the front, then you know, never mind.
This is the one time Ken is new again.
It's funny, too, because
Ken, you're old.
It's funny because Ken's like the second youngest on the show.
God.
JD's the oldest.
Am I? I am, aren't I? Damn it.
Yeah, I believe you just beat out Mickey.
Yeah, I think so. It's close.
Can I ask how old you are?
What are you, 35?
I'll be 35 in February.
Yeah.
What the
f***? Huh. Actually, I think Mickey's birthday's in February, too. You might actually be closer than I thought.
Hmm.
We'll have to settle that maybe next week when we don't remember at all. And really
sure.
Don't care that much.
I will totally do that.
So, this episode is episode 190. We're going to have a break in the middle of January, but at this point, we're expecting episode 200 to be on March 18th. And we're going to do another live video show.
Woohoo!
So that'll be a thing to avoid.
I'll be here then, I guess.
That would certainly help. Well, that's why I'm giving you 10 weeks warnings.
Warnings?
What the?
You're giving me 10 weeks of soreness?
Can you make an ointment for that?
Good news, it's a suppository.
Do not take orally.
Or, you know, do whatever feels natural.
Right.
But anyway, advanced warning, you know, so that you can make plans to be here and broadcast the show.
Okay, cool. Because I won't be here next week, so.
Why?
Because Amanda's getting back that day.
Why?
Because she's done.
Why?
Because the show's over.
How'd it do?
Wow, that was fast night.
I guess it did well. I guess they made money.
Well, she stayed there the full time, so I guess so.
Yep. She only has like 2 or 3 shows left.
I suppose if it was a disaster, they would cancel it early.
No, probably not. But, yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how this works.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever. So when's her next show? When's the next time she's leaving you for months on end?
Don't know. It's always a mystery.
Oh, okay. So, Paladin.
Yes.
We didn't really have a show last week, so we must have quite a bit of news to talk about.
Yes, but there's only a few things that are actually interesting, so it all evens out.
There's almost never anything that's actually interesting. Which is why most of what you talk about is figure arts. Figure arts are only interesting when Gigabeetle has them.
Well, Bandai's giving him several new opportunities, then.
Oh, here we go. Starting with the figure arts this
Bandai.
Week.
Good job, Bandai.
Figure arts Tricera Ranger, we all saw that coming. Figure arts Auto Vagin to celebrate the 10th anniversary of Fize. Which
and
is
it transforms! How many replacement parts do you think that's going to need?
A lot.
One. The head, I think, is the only thing you actually have to replace.
I think
there's a perfect transformation way to do it.
I mean, what do you think about it? Turning a motorcycle into a robot's not like this new innovative thing, but the way Bandai handles transforming toys, you can never really be sure. Because they kind of suck at it.
Yeah. To be fair, Hasbro kind of does too.
Well, maybe right now, but they were doing pretty good for a while.
I think animated's really the only... Animated and Cybertron are really the only good times that they, the only times they were good at it.
At making things transform?
No, motorcycles.
Did you forget Wreck-Gar?
I don't know. I have the RCs from Transformers Prime. They were okay.
I mean,
it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Generations Wreck-Gar is a mess.
Yeah, f*** you, Wreck-Gar.
Yeah.
We're good for one thing and one thing only. Garbage.
And that you wear. Ow.
Apparently Wreck-Gar fights back.
No, I leaned into my lamp and burnt myself.
What is it, like a fire?
I can imagine the country's kind of primitive, but I don't think they have fire lamps.
He's got a 450-watt. He has a 450-watt light bulb.
I mean, it is Europe after all. It is Europe, right?
It is Europe. Oh my god, yes! I'm not even sure that was a joke question.
Yeah, it was a joke, Jesus.
Okay.
Are we sure?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. That was a joke? Good.
Yeah.
Let's go with it. And not only the thing that surprised us all this week, Figuard Shin.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Yes.
And we thought we were getting a SIC of him.
Nope. That would make more sense.
No, instead, we are getting SIC of love combo.
Maybe.
Yes. I'm sure we'll get it right after Futo-kun.
Oh.
Oh god, that thing. If you have not seen that thing, find it.
I still really am looking forward to SIC Hayabusa when they get around to Forze.
Yeah, that's going to be...
Because they hate Forze.
Why would... What?
Why are you saying they hate Forze?
Everyone loves Forze.
Well, why else are they cranking out all these weird O's combos instead of moving on to Forze?
Because money. Because
they have an O's body?
Yeah. And O's works great in the SIC form.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, I would have thought they disliked double because they haven't f***ing done XL. Or Eternal.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cares about Eternal.
No, nobody.
Only Wingus did. Yeah, fixed that.
Yeah, Wingus cared about Eternal, but we broke that, so nobody cares Wingus, about Eternal you anymore. Idiot.
Oh, man.
We really need to try to get him on the show again.
Else can you convince him that he hates?
Yeah, we haven't ruined anybody's hobby in a while.
There's got to be a way to fix that. Now let's see, on to stuff we might actually buy.
Is this like the reverse Pimp Your Ride? We're like, hey, we heard you like this, so we made you hate it. So
that
you wouldn't have to put it in your car.
So anyway, Arms Change Bravo will exist.
Is it?
As a premium web exclusive.
I'm so getting it, though. Whatever. Whatever the price.
Usually CS Toys is able to get those in stock, so you might have a shot for a couple
JD's
of seconds.
JD's got somebody in Japan.
Yeah, I've got a hookup, so.
They'll also release Blood Orange Gaim as a web exclusive, but I don't think anyone really wants that.
Don't care.
I do.
Hell, you're wrong.
What?
He's Giga Beetle. He's only wrong when he disagrees with XV.
Even then, it's kind of oof. I'm not sure how the gavel's going to fall on that, you know?
Also, Arms Change Gridon and the Dandeliner will be out next month.
Dandeliner.
That's the acorn, right?
Yes.
I want that too. God. Ornak. Yeah, that's what the. That's not the.
Ornak. It's an.
We know Kurakage will be released with another vehicle, but we haven't seen either Arms Change toy there yet.
I think we've seen his vehicle, like in sketch form.
Yeah, but it's not like the actual toy. That's what I mean.
Oh, okay. Fine.
And we did get our first look at Arms Change Shin Zangetsu, which should prove that the Energy Rider armors will be cross-compatible with the regular releases.
Which makes sense since the Genesis drivers fit the regular belts too. Everything's going to be cross compatible.
Unfold the fruit a little differently.
So, are we getting? Does that mean we're getting like Kamen Rider Phil Collins or?
It's actually the second time this week I've heard that joke.
Wow! Damn.
Was the first time from like Dawn?
Surprisingly, no.
Oh.
Well, that makes me feel a lot better then.
I know. I was trying to make JD want to kill himself.
I would have.
Paladin, play ball next time, man.
God. I know.
I don't have a good pitching arm.
Maybe if you use the other arm, you know, the one that gets all the practice.
Could throw a ball through a brick wall without one.
Is that what the movie The Rookie is about? That's why he can throw that ball so hard.
You think when Don takes upon himself a really daunting task, he calls it a daunting task?
Probably.
If he didn't before, he will know.
Yeah, it's all over now.
Assuming that part doesn't get edited out.
Why would he edit it? Why would XB edit out anything that would make fun of Dawn?
Fort Max makes a really good point. I mean, there was that one time, the Pacific Rim show, where I specifically edited in something he wanted left out just to do that.
You weren't even on that show.
I know.
Oh, when he said he was into that 14-year-old?
Oh, man. Of which all of this is getting left in as well. Oh, God. Don's going to either... It's going to be, like, on the news, like, murder-suicide.
Don's
you should persuade
hit.
Him away from Charticon in 2015 for your own safety.
Oh, it'll be cool. Don probably won't live that long anyway. He's pretty old.
God!
How old is he?
Like 48?
Holy shit, he's like three times as old as the 14-year-old. Oh my god. Holy shit, Don. I mean, holy shit.
I'm sure it sounds worse than it is.
No, it's worse. It's bad.
Uh-oh. It's bad. Okay.
Best show this year.
Save the best for last, I guess.
So, what were we talking about?
Yes, let's get back on track.
Arms change.
No, that's not as exciting.
But since you mentioned getting back on track, we now know the production team behind Tokyo.
God damn it!
It's only bad when he said it. That's the best part. Oh, Paladin. Never stop.
Change man?
Well, it's always time for a change. And anyway... The head producer for Tokyuger is... Oh, God, I hate pronouncing these. Takai Utsunomiya, whose resume includes Gokaiger, Shinkenger, and Kamen Rider Blade.
I like Blade.
Okay.
I like it now that I can
Two
understand
out of three
it.
Okay ones. The head writer is Yasuko Kobayashi, who has done several series, including Time Ranger, O's, and Go Busters.
Well, those are shows.
Good shows.
Yeah.
And O's.
Yeah.
Good shows and O's. What is it? There's always like a ringer. It's always like...
He also did Ginga Man, so...
But Go Busters, it's good.
It's always like the one show where it's like, oh, those were good. Those were oh god, oh. Yes.
And the director for the series is Shojiro Nakazawa, who has worked on the Gokhydra versus Gavin movie.
Oh.
That was a good movie, though.
Yeah.
I mean, there's
definitely a pretty accomplished resume they put together.
There's nothing
to know what they're doing.
There's nothing I see in this list of people that gives me, like, concern over the show. My concern just remains with the costuming.
It just remains with the show itself.
No, it just remains with the way the things in the show look.
Right.
Anyway, we got our wish. It's not Sakamoto.
Well, he did kind of need a break.
I think we needed a break.
No, I think Sakamoto needs some time off.
Yes. Let off some steam.
Hopefully not on the 14-year-olds.
Damn it, Don.
They're not 14 anymore by now.
Isn't he?
Maybe when the show began.
I'm just
going
to Google it.
So, okay, what the hell else happened this week? Oh, yes, we actually got to see what the Tokyo O suit will look like in the show. And it is not an improvement in any way.
That's really just the fault of the colors, though. If the colors were laid out different, it wouldn't look as bad as the toy does.
In theory, maybe.
I don't know. It looks kind of f***ing awful.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's an improvement.
It's an improvement because the hips are not 5 feet wide, but...
Yeah, but look at the crotch, man.
Yeah, but, I mean, this suit is going to be able to move. I mean, look at the shoulders and everything. I mean... It's not going to be like Go Busters so far.
We don't know how much more of the shit they're piling onto it, though.
Yeah, Ace could move, but yeah, I guess.
Most of that was CG, though.
I mean, it looks like there's been some thought put into it. I don't know if it's enough, though.
There's a thought put into it, but the thought is...
By
I don't
a dumb
know.
Person. Also, if you look at... Someone pointed this out to me. If you look at the... what's it called? Headband, the white part as a mouth, and those black things as eyes, it instantly becomes a better suit.
Let's see.
It looks so
mad. I still
mad
think
now.
It looks awful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Probably.
I am by no means all aboard for this.
God damn it.
I swear, Bella.
I think that suit is going to look really interesting when they get the red train to fold down to be a cannon.
Oh,
that's probably why they made the crotch like that.
Everything's better with penis cannons.
All right.
I also hope whenever he picks something up, all of a sudden one of his hands is like a black glove just.
Totally, right?
Still disappointed that SRC Daijujin didn't have that.
Just slap on some shocker grunt wrists. Hands.
Yeah, get some glue and give him a hand.
Is that what you do, Paladin?
And give him a hand. No, Paladin, that sounds painful.
Paladin, you're supposed to use lube, not glue.
Yeah, it's a whole different thing. I think
I mean, you probably could use glue if you did it like really fast, like a danger wank or something.
Danger wank? It's like a competition.
Most dangerous wank.
Most dangerous wank.
A danger wank is when you're pulling one and you're about to come and then you scream at your parent, so they come into the room and you have to finish before they come in.
That must be some European thing. I've never heard of that before.
Wow.
It's called Danger Wank, so I guess it's British.
Danger Wank? I have never heard of such a thing.
JD, you got a number of British friends, right? Get on Twitter and ask them about that.
No. No.
Seriously, this is the thing you're going to have reservations about?
Well... I mean, I'm not ashamed of masturbation or anything, but it's just like, No. I don't think I want to know that much.
No, but it's not weird. You finish before they come in.
It's not weird. No, it's not weird at all. Parents to possibly walk in on you jacking off. What could be weird about that?
I should add that I've never done this, but no one's going to believe that.
You're adding that or are you reiterating that?
No one... Doesn't matter. Okay, but here's the thing. You guys have an audience. Do you think someone in your audience is gonna like listen to this and then do that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Post your insults on Twitter.
Is it gonna be
hashtag DangerWank?
If they listen to the show, they already have a history of making bad choices in their lives.
Right.
So, you know. But yes, just as a disclaimer, we here at Superhero Time do not recommend or approve of the practice of danger wanking.
Right.
Do so at your own risk.
I mean, what's the f***ing worst thing that could happen, really?
Well...
parents in the face.
What the f***? Did you have some f***ing stats where you stand against the door or something?
Hey, some people have range, brah. Just saying.
You know, Mickey's gonna listen to this in a few days and be so disappointed he wasn't here.
I know. Is really going to be mad.
Like he'd willingly listen to the show.
Apparently he does.
Make sure.
He does sometimes.
There's going to be a part of next week's episode where he goes, oh, Gigabeater was on? Maybe I should give that a listen. And then I never hear from him again. You guys are going to slid on Danger Wank territory, and JD's like, oh yeah, Gigabee just said something about that. And he's like, oh, he was on. Fucking
dog. Gigabee was on. He was talking about, I don't know, jacking off in front of his parents or something.
Also,
I didn't understand it all, but...
Also, I think there's special bonus if you do it during, like, the holidays. And there's, like, other relatives in the house?
Is there, like, a Danger Wank leaderboard or something that keeps track of this?
You know, at the beginning of this conversation, I really hoped that, like, this was not a pre-existing thing. This was, like, something you were making up on the spot.
This sounds like an Urban Dictionary.
I'm getting the feeling that this is a thing, and that's really scaring me.
But everyone has that classmate who says, oh, I've done it, but, I mean, I don't think anyone's done that. There's another thing there's another game like this that I shouldn't... That one I'm not going to share on the recording.
Oh, yeah, because that would probably be too bad.
Yeah, because this one is nasty.
Okay.
Giga, did you listen to last week's clip show?
Yeah, I did.
Does it beat out that last segment?
Yeah.
Beat out.
Yeah, but just.
And of course, yeah. Fort Max comes through with the Urban Dictionary link.
Danger Wank, it is a thing. That is awful.
I like that it's not just like three lines, it's actually a whole paragraph. Can someone read this for me in a British accent?
Fort Max?
I'm Space Australian.
Close enough.
Are you not under the British crown?
Well, the space...
No.
Maybe the space British
only
crown?
Only under the space British crown.
You don't know
British
what he
crown.
Does on his time.
Yeah.
Could be under someone's crown.
Well, we take it during... we can go through it during break. What's next?
Oh, here, I got something.
Where the hell was I?
Here, I got something. This custom motorcycle turned up on an Indonesian website last week.
Oh yes, it's XL.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
An actual XL motorcycle that someone is selling for a lot of money in Indonesia.
Wow.
That's random.
In case you ever had the overwhelming desire to ride XL.
Actually, it's not that much money for a bike.
Well, I don't know the conversion for Indonesian money, so...
I think it's like, I think someone told me it was like $1,200.
Well, that's not that bad.
know, especially for custom. The guy who told me this also said that this one doesn't work, and I assume he means it's been decommissioned because it might not be street legal. I assume that.
I would assume that as well, because it sure as hell doesn't look street legal.
West Coast choppers, those things like look less street legal than this.
Yeah. This one has DVDs, though. Look at the kidney.
Look at the kidney.
Kidney area.
Oh, it has a screen, yeah.
Oh.
Hmm.
So, JD, are you going to buy this?
I do not ride motorcycles. No.
Why not? There's, like, no downside to it.
Because the motorcycle would basically disappear of his ass crack.
Yeah, first and foremost, I am a fat guy, and if you've ever seen that picture of the fat guy on the motorcycle, no. No. It's not happening.
Oh. But yeah, you can't call yourself a double fan unless you buy that.
Oh, okay. Well.
Oh, well.
I mean, I guess I could own it. But
no, you have to ride. You have to ride it.
If there was a motorcycle that looked like the Hard Boilder, then that I might have to own, but not as excited about the XL.
And see, a Hard Boilder, you actually probably could ride. That probably would be street legal.
Yeah, Hard Boilder, easy. I mean, that shouldn't be a problem.
With the boilder attachments on the back?
Well,
that would be badass.
That would be badass, but that would probably be less street legal.
Maybe.
Now, the question is, does this come with the tank attachment?
I don't think so, and I'd be more interested...
That definitely wouldn't be street legal.
I would be more interested in having the turbular attachment anyway. Because XL Turbular was like one of the best things of late double.
Engine Sky Mermaid.
See? How is that not great?
Seriously, that's like one of the best parts about Double. And Double is f***ing amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
And could, on that note, and somewhat less horrifying, we have confirmed some returning actors for the Heisei vs. Showa movie war. And first among them is Ren Kiriyama as Kamen Rider Joker.
Yeah.
And that movie's going to be crazy. Kamen Rider Decade is back again.
Because, I mean, he's not doing anything either.
And isn't, and Kiaxa's back too, isn't he?
Kaiza. Yes.
Whatever.
No, he isn't. That was apparently a Photoshop from a couple years ago. I'm sorry.
Well, I love if you never can tell with Gigapenal.
No. I think it was Goblin who told him. I mean, Dan at Dead Pidgeymon Twitter. What is he now?
Oh, he's trustworthy. So yeah,
he's trustworthy. Don't trust me. but I was like, oh, look, Kaisa is back and he's beating up Deno. And he was like, oh, I just posted that and someone gave me shit about him because apparently it's a shop from a couple years ago. And I was like, oh. I'm sorry, that's riveting story time, but yeah.
It was great.
Yeah. It's almost as great as your f***ing board story where someone's complaining on the board.
Yeah.
That was the end of the story, guys.
Okay, so before we move on to the shows, we actually have email from a listener.
Oh, God.
We have a listener?
I know, I was surprised, too. I thought Gigabeetle was the only one, and, you know, he's here, so...
I haven't emailed you guys.
Not since the last Gigabeetle challenge, anyway.
Yeah, what's up with that?
We should start that again.
Well, we're waiting for him to find some damn fish sausage.
Yeah.
Okay, so the message reads: first off, I have to say I've been listening to RFC for just over a year, and I listened to one episode of Superhero Time because Brian always mentions it, and I have to say I love it more. Mainly because it's a tad more my style of off-topic / tell me how you really feel type of podcast. He goes on to say that he's never really been a Power Rangers fan. He was more into Transformers, G.I. Joe, Ninja Turtles. But his little brother was nuts about Power Rangers, so he saw occasional episodes, such as part of Green with Evil. Now fast forward to he's 30 with a 3-year-old, and his 3-year-old loves them, so he tries to show interest. And so he's got a few questions for us about Power Rangers.
Uh-oh.
So I thought that would be fun to throw out, especially while we have a guest on the show who knows nothing about Power Rangers. First up, is SPD a good series? It looked the best, and my son seemed to like it the most.
Yeah.
I've never seen it, but I would say yes.
It's pretty good, but not without its flaws.
Is that the police one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty good Disney series. And I kind of feel I have to qualify it that way, because some of the Disney series tended to be kind of on the lousy side.
Blowing Ball notwithstanding, of course.
Well, I mean, you know, take what you get. If it makes anybody feel better, you know, the producer wasn't happy about that either. So. Second question. What the f*** happened to the T-Rex Ranger? He means Jason. He got plump in the Red Ranger episode.
Yeah,
That's actually the wording of the email. He got plump.
He got older.
He got older. Out.
He wasn't on TV anymore, so he didn't need to be quite as mindful of his shape. And, you know, as you get older, things tend to expand.
Right. Just like the universe.
Until it pops.
Case in point, JD.
Totally. Why, just a few years ago, I looked like Fort Max.
Yeah, Paladin, I'm sure you've expanded a little bit in the last few years, too.
Only where it counts.
The stomach?
But no, well,
that's how you keep warm in the cold parts of the country.
When you don't have a trash can to burn.
Oh, yeah! How long till that RoboCop thing is real?
It's cold in the winter in old Detroit.
Oh, man. I'm so excited.
So,
you're alive, you're burning with me.
So, third question. What series do you recommend? The Samurai one annoyed the shit out of me.
RPM.
Yeah?
Yeah, RPM.
Time Force.
Okay, that's a good choice, too. I also, I really liked Lightspeed Rescue.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Lightspeed Rescue has an advantage of being, really episodic, so it doesn't really matter if you only see a random episode here or there, it still basically works. It's not really till, the last third or so that stuff kind of keeps going.
But a lot of it is downright forgettable, too.
I guess. But there's cool Zord stuff in it, and I like that. Flying trains, man.
There is flying trains.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard to do flying trains wrong. But Toei found a way, apparently.
We don't know that these trains fly yet.
Nor do we know that they actually did it wrong. We're just very scared that they have.
Got a hunch they ain't going to be flying off the shelves.
Gotcha.
Hey, it's not a train joke in its own nature. So
right.
It's a joke relating to trains, but it's not a train joke.
Hey, you guys for the most part hate, you know, the dinosaur thing and you know, that's making money, so.
Of course that doesn't look like this either.
True.
So Gigabeetle, what Power Ranger series would you recommend?
Is Dragon Knight a Power Ranger series?
It is now.
Sure.
Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend that one.
Yeah, Dragon Knight is a Power Ranger series now.
Sure, why not?
The police one mentioned earlier. RPM.
Yes, the police one, RPM.
The police one, sure.
I'm glad I could be of such help, David. His name was not David, was it?
No.
Well, it had me, because I was like, what was his name?
Sorry, David.
Well, now it is David, so Gigabeetle has decreed. Your name is David.
Okay, so the last question, and this might be a little more difficult for us. What is the Japanese reception of Power Rangers? Seeing as it's a recut show, I was curious if they pissed like all the Asian Transformers fans that are mad about the current comics Star Saber and Diatlas.
Well, they did process for quite a while, so I think some of them liked it.
There was always that rumor too that like Lost Galaxy had higher ratings than Ginga Man did.
But that wouldn't work considering that Lost Galaxy was shown on cable.
Wasn't it technically shown like on specific satellite service even? Not even regular cable.
I don't know. I know Power Rangers was shown on Mighty Morphin's dub was shown on regular broadcast TV, and when it ended, Gundam X got moved to its time slot.
Poor Gundam X. But that's another show. Gundam X got a really bad deal overall. Had to compete with Escaflowne.
Ooh.
But yeah, I mean, they do keep making dubs of Power Rangers series now, even if they are basically specialty broadcast stuff. So obviously Toei thinks there's a market for it.
Certainly a chance for them to
they're showing Samurai.
Yeah.
Which seems kind of pointless, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think someone just wanted a series that's in HD.
Yeah, and there's not really a whole lot of choices for that in Power Rangers. Honestly, when Samurai started and it was in HD, I was kind of amazed. But Japan does seem to, well enough, take our, remade stuff dubbed back into Japanese, because Dragon Knight did well over there.
Well, the Japanese like the same stuff over and over again, so, you know.
I guess. The Japanese
Dragon
are also...
Dragon Knight's even been released on DVD over there.
It has?
I know.
It has.
Why the f*** aren't we getting it?
Even subbed. Well, dubbed and subbed.
Yeah, so if you have a hell of a lot of money and a region-free DVD player, you could buy the Japanese DVD sets and have Dragon Knight on DVD.
You should probably do that. David.
Okay, so...
In fact, the music video for Dragon Knight's Japanese opening was even included on the Kamen Rider music video Blu-ray set.
Was it upscaled?
I think it was actually shot in HD.
Oh, that's not as funny then.
Isn't comparing Power Rangers to Dragon Knight in Japan kind of a different beast altogether? I mean, Dragon Knight was one show, it was Kamen Rider... And there was kind of a big push for it because they got a lot of the Ryuki actors back.
They got the SPD cast.
Had
yeah.
The Deca Ranger cast.
That's the police one.
Yes.
But yeah, they got the Deca Rangers to do the voices of the SPD Rangers, so
it was kind of impressive, really.
And actually they've had some returning actors in some of the older dubs of Power Rangers as well. They had Makio Soga dubbing Rita. They had Red Racer dubbing TJ.
That's kind of trippy.
So,
I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, so I have to wonder here, how do you say I'm here to toss your salad in Japanese?
Perhaps we should ask Sakamoto. I bet he knows.
Wow.
Well, anyway, thanks for your listener question, even though your name is not David.
What was his name?
His name was James.
Oh.
David James, it's like a letter off.
In European.
In metric.
Yeah.
It's a metric letter off.
I already forgot what his name was.
I love having Giga Beetle on the show. It makes me feel so much more capable.
It's the weed, right? It's all weed in Europe, isn't it?
No.
So it's coke?
No.
F?
No.
Meth. No, that's here.
Are you just going to go down your shopping list and check?
Check what drugs it is you're on?
Yeah, I'm on nothing.
Can you fill a bag if I send you some requests?
And then mail it?
Yeah, four bags. I mean, Paladin. That's going to go over great.
No, what you do is you give XV's address. Feds show up at XV's door.
It would work better if Gigabeetle was Dutch.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm American. Europe is all the same place to me.
Europe is like a country, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
I thought it was a state.
A state of a different America.
Yeah, that's East America, right?
Yeah, you guys are the United one, we're the other one. We're not Russia, though.
No.
No, you guys know where Russia is.
Oh yeah, we know right where that is. We have that targeted and everything.
You can apparently see it from your backyard or something. Up, right?
That should be Europe's motto. We're not Russia.
Europe. We're not Russia.
And here's the part where someone points out that a part of Russia is in Europe, but...
That's still Russia.
They're trying to fight that, you know.
Nobody listens to this show, and even fewer actually know geography.
Yeah, I think the overlap between people who know geography and people who listen to Superhero Time is so, so minuscule.
Yeah.
You can barely even see it on the Venn diagram.
Most people who listen don't even know what a Venn diagram is.
Exactly!
You can barely see the people who listen to Superhero Time on the Venn diagram.
Yeah.
It's just a photo of Gigabeetle and David.
Wow. So anyway, how about some Gaim?
Sure.
We got through all the news that matters, so yeah, why not?
I'm bored with the news.
Did we talk about Vigard
Shin? Yes.
He mentioned it. There's also, we're getting complete selection modification Kabuto belt, but we didn't talk about that either.
Can we talk about that for a bit?
We talk about the energy riders, which look awesome.
Yeah, okay, can we talk about Kabuto belt?
Well, isn't there just, you know, the plaque saying they're going to make it?
It says coming soon. That's all we know about it.
Yes, I agree. Kabuto is the greatest Kamen Rider show. And Walk the Path of Heavens, and great.
Well, it does stand at the top of all Kamen Rider shows.
Yes.
Yes. And all the other catchphrases.
Kagami!
Amen.
So anyway, Gaim.
Sure.
Please.
Wrong show, Paladin.
Why did you have to bug us down with
and I don't care.
No.
Wizard.
Everything.
Wizard just needs to show up in movies from now on and fight things, and then that's it.
Disappear.
And get killed by Gavin. We established this last time.
Yeah. Yeah, I want that to be the running joke. Gavin just shows up to kill Wizard anytime he appears.
Right. I'm sorry. I'm here to kill you. I don't even have a show anymore. It doesn't matter.
Well, it makes it more likely to stick then, doesn't it?
I agree. We should stop talking about Wizard and just move on to Gaim.
Yeah, so Paladin, why don't you talk about episode 10?
Yeah, why the hell not?
Because Gigabeetle won't if I ask him.
So, flashback to next from last time, and it turns out Kota is the new Santa-chan.
Yeah,
giving away flyers at the mall for his new part-time job. Until he hears another woman scream, which means there are more Invis appearing in the world.
Damn it.
So he manages to chase her down in a Santa suit, jumping through somebody's car to fight off the Invis, and chase them outside so he can transform.
He's really got that parkour stuff down, yeah.
That part was kind of awesome, too.
Yeah.
Looked pretty good.
So, intro, probably more crappy wizard footage in the beginning.
Probably helps that he doesn't have the legs of a chicken like Haruto did. Those things would snap if it did have the things that Koda did. Seriously, his pants were just bone.
There was no... Yeah.
Koda understands the plight of the chicken.
It's like I always said in the time that I actually was watching Wizard, where you never could connect the stuff that Wizard in the suit was doing with how Haruto looked like he could move.
Yeah.
Whereas with Kota, it's actually believable both directions. So anyway.
So he's talking with Michi again and still scared out of his pants about the white armored rider that Michi does not tell him might be his brother. That would send his whole secret life crumbling down around him. And Michi decides to develop a way to draw out the white rider so they can learn more about who he is and what he's doing in the forest with the rest of them.
Yeah, they want to get access to the hazmat guys, so they need to draw Zangetsu away so he doesn't kill them in the process.
And they decide the best way to do that
is to get a bunch of other people for him to kill instead. With them.
Right? That was a great idea. We'll get a bunch of other people killed.
So they go over to Kaito and tell him they've developed a new game for the armored riders. Take their bikes into the forest, and whoever gathers the most lock seeds will win.
Kaito's great, too, because he's like, I know you're up to something, but whatever.
There are like 8 or 9 different ways this could backfire horribly on all of them. But still, Kaito's always in for more seeds, so he signs up. On the condition that Gaim sits it out because the team has an unfair advantage with 2 Kamen Riders. And then we get to meet the saddest looking reindeer in all of Japan.
Oh god.
Somehow they're even sadder than the one in Geki Ranger.
And I love that the shot is done to where it's actually like the reindeer heads.
Yes. Instead of the actors actually talking.
Yes. That's awesome.
The Nut Brothers are the best.
The Nut Brothers, that's amazing.
The Nut Jobbers.
So they're in too, but then they have to go and talk to Sid because the Nut Brothers don't have bikes. So they have to negotiate for them and promise Sid all the lock seeds they get from their new game. This is, what, the 3rd or 4th time Michi's managed to play Sid the way he wants to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something like that.
Good job, Michi.
As he does get the new lock vehicles right in time for Christmas.
Well, and I mean, he had to think on his feet, too, so that's even better.
Mm-hmm.
Because he can't mention, you know, his brother or his family or Yggdrasil in front of the riders without blowing his secret again.
Yep.
So Hase was right. Santa will bring rare lock seeds for their stockings.
Well, yeah, because now they can enter the forest, too, so yep.
And the Sengoku guy does not approve of Sid's giving them the rare lock vehicles. Who is correctly suspecting that Sid's doing it just to mess with Takatora.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
And he doesn't object, either.
Sid makes a good point, though.
Yeah.
Let's let him get a little bloody nose so he knows he can't do everything without talking to other people first.
He agrees that Takatora needs to learn to play well with others.
Yeah, make him realize he needs a little help.
Well, and he says something very interesting, which is that we don't know who the forest is going to choose yet.
So the forest chooses them instead of just the driver.
Well, I don't know if that's what it means or what, but it's a little ominous either way.
It's almost like they had have things planned out.
Almost.
Unlike Wizard, who just winged it by not winging it at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think...
Take all the pot shots you can at Wizard.
I think it's going to turn out...
Gavin's not going to show up to shoot him fast enough.
I think the lock seeds and drivers are going to be very much byproducts of whatever the forest project actually is.
So, Michi tries to talk to his brother without revealing anything either, so it's nice to see him playing the secret both ways.
Yeah, he definitely plays it both ways.
Nice.
Is Takatora serious that Yggdrasil is only wanting the best for people, or is that just feeding everyone corporate bullshit?
That's the company line.
That would be a company line, sir.
That's kind of what I figured, too.
So it's apparently
Christmas Day. The Armored Riders gather together for their new game, having their new lock vehicles ready to go when they are joined once again by...
Oh, no, no, Oren. Wait.
Of course, Kota's reaction is, oh, God, it's that guy.
That's everyone's reaction.
Yeah. This is kind of like when that kid you don't like, showed up when you were going to play baseball.
It's like that time you were in line at BotCon and this fat guy was yelling at you from across the room.
Yeah, kind of like that.
It's the night of BotCon stories all over again.
So Oren pulls out.
Speaking
his
of Mitchie
iPhone.
Playing it both ways.
10 minutes later.
Wow. Huh. Well, there you go.
Huh. Okay.
So, Oren pulls out his bejeweled iPhone to show that DJ Sagara has told the whole streets about the Armored Riders' new game, so he wants in. And he conveniently has a lock vehicle now, too. I like to imagine that instead of driving into the forest to get new seeds, Oren just throws more people out of his shop to collect them.
Probably.
And of course, the first thing Oren does is pick up a pipe and throw it at the horde of Invest that are coming straight for him that only he was able to see somehow.
Well, that's because he was the only one facing that direction.
Yeah.
It's not really special. Everybody was just looking the wrong way.
Right.
But they couldn't hear the Invest or anything?
They weren't really making much noise.
No, they're like creepers. You don't hear them until the last second.
It's almost like they're token monsters.
But it was a pretty good sequence, him picking up the pipe, and you're supposed to think that he's threatening the riders with it.
Yeah, but no.
Really, like, the directing in this episode, all the shot blocking really felt really good.
Mm-hmm.
Especially some of the transformation sequences, which we're getting to now.
Right. So now it's time for a full-on brawl with the Invest.
I like how the Nut Bros fighting strategy right now is you hold, I punch.
And then when they transform, it's you fight, I run away and hide.
Oh, but he had the plan.
Perfect.
Yes, Gridon's plan is to toss a sunflower lock seed to one of the Invests and let it evolve.
Which is great.
And then hop on the bikes and leave Ryugen to deal with it.
I mean, good plan. If they would have done that a little earlier, they might have even benefited more from it.
So after about four of them hop through into the other world and none of them fall off the cliff this time, I think. Takatora and Yggdrasil notice that there are other riders in the Helheim Forest, and they are not happy about it in any way. But in order to defeat the horde of Invis, Ryugen has to bust out his new lock seed, Kiwi Arms.
Which they... Did I miss when he got this, or did they just not...
He got this in the movie war that opened just before this episode.
Okay.
So but it's not really that important.
Again, Japan saying, hey, kids, go watch the damn movie.
Ah, very good.
You gotta put up with Wizard if you want to see where this came from.
Not like it's that important.
Doesn't look like it works that well, either.
Mm. And
well,
it's his blade attack,
I mean...
It's not furry, either.
Yeah.
So Gaim can only transform once all the other riders are gone off in the forest so they won't be breaking the rules. So he whips out the watermelon arms to finish off the rest of the Invest horde.
That blue monster looks a lot like one of the molten worms from Kabuto.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I've kind of got that sense that it's...
I imagine they might have to recycle suits a bit if they want to keep the budget under control, especially with all the armored riders so far.
Well, not really like that. I mean, like how Blade's monster looks like Imogen's. I mean, like that. I don't think they're actually reusing a suit.
No, I mean, there is a similarity, I think, to the worm monsters in the Invest. So we might be reading a little into that too, because they all have a common larval form.
Yeah, maybe.
But I've
but
definitely
got
that.
Has the antenna thingy down his face.
There is, there is kind of. Now you talk about that larva form too. That's...
Yeah, I've gotten that sense before.
Yeah, and Vagisil is basically.
Have a common thread, I think.
Yeah, and Vagisil is basically sect. It's basically.
You know, they during the pre-production, the stuff they were releasing, you know, hinting at it, said that it was going to reuse the previous theme, and it's kind of reusing Kabuto's theme anyway.
It is reusing Kabuto, because the belts are all the same. It's what changes it is the.
What you snap onto it, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, and it's just it's the armor in reverse, essentially.
Right.
Well, yeah. But all the multi-rider shows has had basically the same belt. I mean, the Ryuki ones had different decks, just.
Right. It's cost-cutting.
Well, it's been over the last couple of years. I mean, in terms of, like, past decade, where
you have two riders in a series and that's it.
You have two riders in a series plus
very easily.
Plus their drivers are completely different, you know.
Which is fine cuz there's only two of them.
Right.
But no, in a series where you got a bunch of them, it makes sense that you're going to have a common belt type at least for most of them.
Mm-hmm.
You have to recycle something.
It also keeps, you know, the toy numbers under control. Because, you know, you're not really going to be able to sell five different deluxe belt toys.
Right.
I mean, that's what Kabuto did, and I don't know how well that actually did. With the sectors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't really know either, but that's easier for them, too, because most of the parts were the same thing. It was just the sectors that were really different.
Yeah.
All the sectors were most of it.
Yeah, but, I mean, the Sasord Zector was a weapon. The Drake Zector was a weapon. You know, two of them were the belt. The third was the Hopper belt, which was two in one.
Mm-hmm.
So they weren't selling multiple identical Zector belts either. Not completely identical.
Yeah.
I guess it kind of would have made sense in one way if they would have sold the Kabuto Zector and that had the belt and the other Zectors were sold separately in another form that would work with the belt.
Yeah, but I think they packed too much into the sectors electronics-wise.
Because, had all the electronics.
Yeah.
We'll find out if and when the complete selection comes out.
No, it'll come out.
I have all the deluxe toys. It's in the sectors.
The sound is in the sectors, not the secret.
Except in the case with the sectors which attaches to the... Hyper Sector. Those were
dummy Zectors, yeah.
Yeah, and that was so they could do the Hyper Sector later, cheap.
But you could plug the deluxe ones onto it.
Yes, and it looks nicer that way.
I would imagine so.
Yep.
But, I mean, if you think to Agito, you know, there was a completely different belt toy, like, design-wise, for every rider.
Yeah,
except
but
probably
the
another Gilts Agito.
And G3 cause... belts were... very cheap.
Did that backfire for them, cost-wise?
Hard to say. I think those belts are a little bit rare now, so there probably weren't a lot of them around.
I think the Gills one was
okay
only...
during the production of the show. Agito turned out to be a great series.
I think the Gills belt was only offered in a set. I think the G3 one was also.
Hmm.
Did you guys know that there was the G3 gun toy? I think it's the Scorpion one. Which acted as a remote control for your TV.
I've seen a video of that. I've never actually seen one of those for sale.
That's crazy.
I still want the blue. Yes. I still want the roleplay blue SWAT gun.
That's the one that shoots those laser bolts, right?
Yeah, and it ejects the spent cartridges out the side.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's the best roleplay gun toy for a toku I've ever seen. So, anyway, did we finish the show?
Did
we finish Gain?
Back in the basement of Yggdrasil, which must be there.
Oh, yes.
We
find they have a stable crack open to the next world, and then we get to see Takatora's henshin sequence.
And then I jizzed in my pants.
You were wearing pants?
I was at the time.
Because he pops the lock open, tosses it in the air as the fruit unzips, catches it without looking, and then inserts it into the belt.
Just
I'd like to see at a later point him try to do that and somebody jump and grab the lock seed off him.
No, no, he's too badass. You can't do that.
Still, I'd like to see that
what
happen.
What if Mitchie does it?
He would be the only one that could.
It would just be interesting to exploit the weakness of throwing your lock seed up in the air for a second to look cool.
Well, and that was kind of slow motion, too.
If any show would do that, it would be this one.
That's kind of what I'm thinking, yeah.
Because they've already pointed out that, no, the you can't steal someone else's fruit.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish they hadn't established that the drivers were all locked to specific people.
It's probably so Mai doesn't get one.
Probably.
I can't be opposed to that.
I'm going to guess that's entirely the reason.
No, it probably is.
That's amazing.
It probably is.
Yeah. She's 14, by the way, Dawn. So, before you say something dumb. Yeah, I think she is. 14 or 15.
I think it's way too late for us to stop from saying something dumb.
No, he's saying Don should say something dumb.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Don, but that was f***ed up, dude.
God.
Giga Beetle's wanting Don to say something that we can continue to exploit.
That was like my highlight of 2013.
Man.
Dunn is not going to talk to me anymore on Twitter.
No, I don't think he will.
No.
I think you're all out.
Yeah.
So instead, just go watch Guy episode 11 right the fuck now, because that is also pretty fucking awesome.
Wait, are we going to do 11?
Here's the best reason why.
No, we're not doing 11 this week.
Okay.
We need a buffer, because Acer doesn't always get the new episodes out in time for that week's show. Right.
Yeah. Acer is awesome. Yeah, that's good. Good subs.
Ah, yes.
I don't know. Good job.
Yeah.
That just sounded condescending. I wasn't meant like. Never mind. I'm just going to be quiet. And then we go on commercials or what the f*** ever. I'm sorry, I swore.
Come in, Lido. Superhero time.
This summer, coming to a supermarket near you, there's going to be a great new high C flavor with an outrageous food taste. And what are we going to call it? Ecto Cooler. High C Ecto Cooler. Slimer's new food drink. You've been warned.
You're listening to Power Playback. Look for Power Playback every Friday on Twitter at superhero_time.
All right, so Power Playback.
A horrible f***ing mistake.
No.
I'm going to own up to that right now.
No.
Decade is a horrible f***ing.
No, I love Decade.
Decade is awesome. See?
But Gigabeetle likes it, that means it's good.
Right. See?
And Paladin, since Gigabeetle's the only one who supports your awful, awful train references, I think
that
you should...
I have to keep doing more.
I think
see,
you should
for Gigabeetle not liking me, we like a lot of the same things. I like Kabuto, he likes Kabuto. Mm-hmm. I like Decade, he likes Decade. See?
And you both like Danger Wanking.
Well, I was danger wanking before I knew what it was, but
so you're a danger
wanking.
We
hipster? Actually started the Danger Wank Club during the break, listeners. By listeners, I mean you, David.
Right, David. Yeah, have you been?
Yeah, that's going to go right along with the Mecha Whale podcast. That's totally going to happen someday.
Oh man!
Oh
Mecha
man,
Whale.
That podcast needs to happen. Have you seen that guy got like a 3D printer and he's making his own action figures?
That's amazing.
It's really cool. You guys should get a 3D printer.
Kilby is actually thinking about getting a 3D printer.
He's been thinking about doing that for... If he thinks about doing it for more than 6 months, it's not happening.
Yo, Kilby, I don't know who you are. Get one.
He's only the guy that foots the bill, you know?
I don't even know. You're doing a good job of paying the bills, then.
Yeah. He does. Thanks for keeping the lights on.
I'm sorry, I just have to tweet something real quick.
That can't be good.
And I can guess what?
Okay, so anyway. Power Playback this week was episodes 8 and 9 of Decade, which was The World of Blade, which happened to just follow up the last two episodes of Decade we Power Playbacked.
Yeah.
Probably will be the last two episodes of Decade we Power Playback.
Aw, nah. Gigabeetle dropped.
Damn it, Ken!
Oh, perfect.
I wonder if he's going to come back.
He's done.
Did we kill Gigabeetle?
He's like, it's over.
Did he die of danger wanking?
Was your damn cow?
Yeah, it wasn't me this time. How about that?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It kind of.
I guess we should wait and see if he's going to come back.
Yeah, give it a minute. Have you tried the Terraformer craft?
No.
It's hard.
Okay, then I probably won't try it.
Like,
bringing endorsement there.
Well, I mean, in the sense that, like, you start out and you can make some stone tools. Like, you can make an axe head. But you have to make it by actually cutting it out. Like, you take two stones, and then you end up with, like, a square plate. And you have to knock out, like, what squares you want to in order to make an axe head. And then you get an axe head, and you put that on a stick. And you get sticks by knocking leaves off of trees.
Yeah, no. No.
I've been playing for probably a month's worth of time in game, and I still can't get planks.
Yeah, no. No. No.
Because you have to have a saw.
Are you guys playing RuneScape?
No. Terra Firmacraft. You have to have a saw, and in order to get a saw, you have to get basically a blacksmithing table, which you need a stone anvil and a hammer to make out of stone. I mean, you can get wood, like you can cut wood pretty early and get logs, but that's it.
You know I'm cutting all this out, right?
I know. I thought we were between... Well, we were waiting on Gigabeetle.
He's been back for like 5 minutes.
Oh, God.
The important one is back. Let's get on with the show.
Wait, did you guys pause it for me?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, you're doing the summaries.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No, I think Gigabeetle should do it.
No. I've done summaries once on this show. I've been on, like, a couple of times. That was the worst one you guys had.
Okay, so I think we should go to normal superhero time tradition here and put it to a vote. Who thinks Gigabeetle should...
JD, and who... my vote counts three times.
Oh. Oh, well. Okay, I mean, can't really do much about that then. JD, I guess it's up to you.
Oh.
Okay, here's
I realized
what
I should have said four times because then I couldn't have been overruled, but f*** it. I can't math.
Because you're European?
European. It's metric.
Yeah.
Voting.
Metric voting, yes.
Yeah.
Don't have to be a majority.
Here's what we do. Have JD do it in the style of Giga Beetle.
Okay. Oh, God, no.
Okay, Don's reply to Giga Beetle posting the Ichigo arms picture makes no sense. Even less sense than Don usually makes.
Wow.
Would you like to read it for us? When you
There's
do
a joke
a
here, and I'm sure I'm missing it. Giga is channeling Mr. Decay at his finest on this one.
Good job, Don.
Don's going to hate this episode.
Yeah, this is like the worst anti-Don episode.
I don't even dislike Don.
I do hate how good that guy in figure art looks. Damn it. Anyway. What am I doing? Decayed? Okay, let me fire it up here.
8 and 9.
8 and 9. All right.
Try to make this quick. We're running late.
Okay. He said. let's see if we can do the short version.
It's like 4 a.m. here. 3 a.m.
Yeah, well, there you go. Decade. Destroyer of Worlds. So much is recap crap anyway, then, you know. All right, let's see. We start out with a flash to the whole nightmare thing. Anyway, who cares about that? Let's see. Previous episode, Ryuki, yes. Abyss turns out to be an undead. Yep, he's the category king of hearts. Undead. Paradox undead, whatever the hell. Don't care. What does that mean? That means Blade. So we had a universe change. And then what? Gacked? And no.
Yeah, we don't need any of that.
Huh?
What the f***? It's Blade fighting an undead. There's bored people f***ing about, and they're like, approval! And then he henches.
Yeah, that's the first part where it's like, they're running through to the monster, and this little, like, f***ing pencil pusher's running around, getting a stamp on a piece of paper for everything. Because apparently they have to get approval to actually fight the monster. Of which
they're
he transforms.
And then, writer series, and their corporation kind of sucks.
Yeah, I didn't actually. I've never seen anything of Blade other than this. So I've
Okay. The difference here is that in the actual Blade series, the corporation gets wiped out in the first episode by the undead.
Well, there you go.
They just go through and slaughter everybody.
Blade basically shows up and is like, "I stole this from the company. So let's fight some undead."
And the whole time, Blade is based out of a house out in the country somewhere.
Oh, well.
Actually, go back and watch these episodes after you've seen Blade.
I don't know. Anyway, Tsukasa takes some pictures, and then is made to laugh while he's like gonna fucking fall off a thing. And he's dressed as some sort of cook. So. There's going to be cooking involved, kids. Anyway, flash forward.
It's
Gak.
Really the wrong series for him to be dressed as a cook.
Yeah.
He doesn't have enough food porn.
Right. So, let's see. Gacked. Lots of gacked. Anyway, they get into the board, and there's like a picture thing set up with Ace through. It's all playing cards. And
the company ranks their employees according to playing cards.
Right.
And that also determines what they can eat for lunch.
And I guess it also limits the total number of employees in the corporation to 52.
Which, in the episode I've seen...
Because there's no hearts?
I've seen at least 300 people, so... Well, there's more... There's... As you go down the pyramid, there can be more of your type. I mean, at the top, there's only one, but it's like it branches out as it goes down, so...
Yeah, but even at that, if a deck card has like 52 cards. There's like 1/4 is missing, so that's 40-something. 40 times 6, because let's assume there's like, I can't math, that's like 250 employees. You don't fill up a corporate building with like 300 people.
No, it's
that's
more
like,
than
that's
that.
That's like 2 levels max.
It's an exponential. It's more than that. So
yeah, but what is below 2, JD? Nothing.
Below 2, there could be, you know, more people. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm trying to go faster!
Yeah, there are no numbers. There's no numbers below two.
Right. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So Costa ends up in the kitchen and finds all about the different eating areas and food that people get. But she seems kind of annoyed by this whole thing because he's like, I should be an ace. Main priority for Sukasa is being the best, basically. Meanwhile, Yusuke and what's her name?
Not to me.
Desperately try to find something to do in this episode.
And they're kind of failing.
And they fail horribly at it. Right. So let's see what. They find another undead, which they get pre-approval for? I don't understand how that works, but whatever.
They only had time to shoot one of those segments.
Right. So, and apparently the dude with glasses is really good with computers because the other guy is not. What they transform and go to fight this. Two monsters show up. Thankfully, Decade shows up. After they're starting to get their ass beat, basically, Tsukasa's like, all right, I have to show you how it's done.
Wait, can we also just point out that Blade is basically wearing a t-shirt under his chest armor right now?
Is he?
That's the Blade shirt, yeah.
Yeah. It's like his pants are actual Blade pants, and it's like, oh, this piece is missing. Just throw on a shirt. Long t-shirt.
Sweet. Well, you never
like
know where that's
the
stuff.
Show to in the Blade series, too.
Wow.
And this continued, through stage shows and everything. Apparently they f***ing lost all of those shirts that's supposed to go under.
Wow.
Oh, so, and if you look at the plastic also...
And begins to beat ass as he normally does because Decade is badass. And
in this series, he is.
Well, yeah. No, Decade's awesome. Decade is always the best.
Decade is cool.
So he uses his newfound Ryuki form and puts on a badass dragon arm and flambés the motherfucker. Because it's awesome.
That's because he's a cook, you know.
Yeah, he is a cook, you know, so he's like, would you like to be medium? Well done. Roast the motherfucker. So, yeah.
I also guess it makes very much sense that they're using the three card dudes right now are involved in the battle. Decade, Ryuki, and Blade.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Card-themed thing? Yep, totally. And they ask him, like, who he is, and he's like, well, obviously I'm an ace. Actually, no, I'm better than that. I'm like a...
Super royal ace.
Super royal ace. And they're like, no, you're not. You're a two. Damn it. He's like, well, I will be. F*** you all. meanwhile, and Grandpa and Kivala are playing dress-up? I guess.
Yeah, it's
also the only thing they can find to do in this episode.
It's best not to think too much about that.
Yeah. So, anyway. Tsukasa asks Grandpa to fix his camera. Grandfather has the wherewithal to ask for money at least this time. And so he's like, yeah, I'll pay you later. So
then pay you Tuesday for a camera today.
Today, yes. So the subordinates show up and say, hey, guess what?
You suck.
Like, you're getting money. It's like, I'm getting money? Sweet. Fix the camera. I'll be back with money. This will be important later.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, here's Yusuke again, trying to be important, asking important questions, unlike Tsukasa, who has totally gotten lost in this world, per usual. The president explains that basically everything's about money and... You know, the writers are part of the company and blah, blah, blah. And they're like, we don't understand. You should be doing it for justice and freedom. And they're like, no, it's really about...
Justice doesn't pay the bills.
Yeah, justice doesn't pay the bills. They have the booster gold sort of thing going on. It's like hero for hire. So anyway, the rest of the trolls come in. And I mean, writers. And... And he's like, yeah, by the way, Tsukasa's getting promoted to king, and you're getting demoted to a seven, and yeah, And now you're cool, and Glasses Guy gets to be an ace. Because why not?
Could be just a motivational tactic. Maybe the company has another ace up their sleeve.
Oh!
It's me, a card up their sleeve. Paladin.
Yeah. No. So
it's
now
still kind of crying fun.
So now Sukasa gets to bitch around Blade, which is fun. Because now he's
Blade is a bitch.
Now he's in his elements. So you can walk around like a champ, boss everybody around, try to get things moving. And, yeah, so he's enjoying that. Let's see. And basically, Blade sucks at being in the kitchen. And I love that his friends
come. He kind of sucks overall from what I'm getting here.
Yeah.
The AR worlds are nothing like the actual shows, but I am not inspired to check out his series at all.
Well, like, I mean, if it's completely different than this, though, then, I mean, yeah. So, anyway, his friends make fun of him. And Yusuke's like, dude, Tsukasa's trying to help you out, brah. He's, like, trying to show you how to have, like, compassion and justice and work your way up and shit. And Tsukasa's like, I am? Totally. Whatever.
Right.
Excuses any for being in this world.
Love Tsukasa in this episode, though. He's all the time, like Yusuke's really, like, trying to convince him that he's, you know, he's actually, like, helping him out and trying to, you know, teach him to be better. And Tsukasa the whole time is basically like, yeah, I'm definitely doing that. Whatever. So he gets demoted to a 2 because he sucks really bad at even serving food. And
then he steals a rider system.
And then he steals the rider system to go try to be a badass.
The blade belts don't look all that good to me.
Yeah. But then
the belts aren't that great, but the Rousers are pretty cool.
The Category King of Hearts shows back up, and he's going to go get the system back for him. Meanwhile, What's-Her-Chick catches Kivala talking to the dude in the hat.
Narutaki.
So that's not ominous at all.
This goes nowhere.
Yeah, it amounts to absolutely nothing.
Narutaki always amounts to absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
He is the diddly dick of Kamen Rider.
So anyway, Blade and Tsukasa end up in a field somewhere.
As you do.
Yeah. And especially in Rider. Mm-hmm. And Tsukasa's basically telling him to stop being a bitch. Yeah. And that's when the undead shows up. It has a great transformation into, like, his undead form, which was kind of scary. So, yeah. Then they proceed to transform and fight.
Garin is there also.
First. So it's really Tsukasa that ends up starting to kick ass as Decade. So lots of fighting starts to happen. Everybody shows up and transforms. Lots of fighting. And, yeah.
Zaniki shows up. That's weird.
Yeah. And,
who's behind that?
Decade. Yeah. And King of Hearts, like, throws, like, one of his subordinates in front of Decade's kick, and...
Decade Rider kicked the wall of reality so hard that other riders started to show up.
Right. And then Chalice shows up and takes Blade's belt. He's like, no, you're done.
And this Chalice is probably not a pedophile.
I don't think we know him, meet him long enough to figure that out.
But in the absence of evidence, I'm going to just say this one's probably not a pedophile like the first one.
Right. And we end with Kate and Chalice on that episode about the fight. First episode, yeah, there you go. That. Second episode.
They fight.
The end. So they start to fight.
It's like they literally pick up, like...
Really, just right there. Like, there you go. Here's the best kicks.
Who?
The Kate does. Yeah. Anyway, they forgot that there was a whole nother, like, undead there who starts to kick the ass of the other riders. Was that Garen and who's the other
Langle.
Guy?
Langle.
Langle? Yeah.
Leong.
Langle?
Leong?
That's how it's pronounced?
I don't know. They were kind of slurring it in Blade, so I never figured
the
it
fuck
out.
Am I to judge that part?
Leong. Would it be French? Probably not. Probably. Anyway, yeah. So, lots of fighting happens. And then some dude with a guitar?
Oh, right. That wasn't last time. Never mind.
Yeah.
Still, same thing we said before, except it's this episode now.
Yeah, it's this episode.
He's from Hibiki, so he doesn't f***ing matter anyway.
Dude, Hibiki. Sonic okay. is awesome.
Never seen any of that. Anyway, Gackt happens.
That's not important, though.
No. Yeah, and then Dien shows up in the background again. So there you go.
But he won't be introduced until next time.
No.
Not until the world of Fies.
Nope. So, Tsukasa...
was anywhere to be seen.
Tsukasa defeats a king, so congratulations. You get 3,000 yen.
That's like a figure art almost. Almost.
Almost. He's like, well, you'll get more if you can get the cafeteria.
It's like a Sentai figure art.
Running.
It's like eight birth drivers.
Demotes Gack to three. fires Blade. So yeah, everybody's super happy.
I mean, it kind of makes sense that he got fired since he was basically responsible for all three rider systems getting stolen.
Right. Well, just two. They didn't get Leonge.
Okay, it was just the two.
Yeah, it was just Gackt and...
Gackt? And
not Gackt. What did I say? Garen.
Chalice. Thank you. Garen.
Gackt.
Anyway.
No, Jamie, Gackt is V3.
Gackt is Rider-Man.
Yeah, Gackt is Rider-Man.
Yeah, Rider-Man.
Blade's like packing up his shit and gonna leave, and Tsukasa's like, oh, you went on a rank? Here you go. Zero. There you go. Happy now? And like walks out, and then Useless comes in and he's like, no man, don't you understand? He's trying to tell you that like you start from the bottom and then like the very bottom and then you work your way back up. And Tsukasa's like, sure. Totally what I was saying. What Yusuke said for yeah.
Natsumi's a maid now too.
Right. So Tsukasa gets his camera repaired, gives Grandpa the $30. And he's like, hey, this isn't enough for like all your coffee and shit. Gotta pay for coffee. And yeah, he does apparently.
Well, remember the coffee tachi are doing their work.
So meanwhile, Tsukasa's great idea for getting the kitchen back in working order is basically to make everybody's lunch an ace lunch. Which actually is kind of smart, you know, because then people actually buy it. So you don't get cooler sitting areas, you just get a better lunch. And meanwhile, he finally gets Yusuke to do something worthwhile in this episode, which is wear a suit. So... that's about the most useful thing. And then, yeah. So meanwhile, like, Blade is doing dishes and his old friends show up. Of which, part of this was the weird thing for me in this episode, because Blade talks about how he was better because he was working with his friends. Meanwhile, all his friends have done in this whole episode is be a f***ing dick to him. So, I don't really understand where, like, the camaraderie is.
I believe it was all one-sided.
Because they have just been total assholes to him the whole time.
It kind of reflects back to actual Blade, where Kenzaki is the only one who's really interested in working with the others. Garen, for the most part, hates him. Langle basically is evil for like 90% of the time, and the rest of the time he sucks.
And Chalice is everyone's enemy.
Right.
He's trying to get out of it.
The Liangle suit sucks. I didn't know he was the evil one.
But, Blade in Blade is the only one who's really interested in, like, forming friendships with the others, working together, and that kind of stuff. So
see why it backfires on him.
This is kind of like a condensed down version of those dynamics.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, because, yeah, and he's, like, really trying to... He's like, yeah, I was better because of them. And they're all like, haha, you suck at life. Maybe you should go walk in front of a bus, you looseless f***er. Anyway.
Blade is basically this show, except you guys don't have someone who likes it.
So anyway, there's like, they track down the... Chalice? Is what
yeah, they're trying to track down Chalice, but it doesn't work because...
He tracks them down? So he gets into a fight with Liangle, and in a brilliant move, he takes Liangle's belt, but then Liangle like hits his belt, and they both untransform at the same time, and holy crap, it's the president! Huh.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming.
Wow. So he takes both belts and walks off. And then there's, like, an announcement that, like, hey, those two guys just quit. And they're like, really? Would they? Probably. I don't know. Meanwhile, Tsukasa's very proud of all the money that he's made. And they're like, well, don't you think that's kind of weird? No. Look at all this money.
People don't like Tsukasa.
I love Tsukasa. He's awesome. This has got to be a couple of my favorite Tsukasa episodes. It's just amazing. And the whole time, like, Yusuke is the only one that, like, and that's the thing is, like, Yusuke is so f***ing witless that he actually thinks Tsukasa is trying to be helpful. Tsukasa's like, yeah, totally.
Right,
yeah.
So let's look
exactly
at this for.
What I meant what happened.
Yeah,
Let's look at this for a second, though. Tsukasa's not trying to do anything to help, but ends up helping.
Yeah, he helps anyway.
And Yusuke is actually at his most useful in almost the entire series by completely misinterpreting the whole situation.
Who's eating?
Wow.
It's Ken.
So they go try to get the president. That's locked. So, Yusuke and Blade decide they're going to go ride off somewhere? I don't even know if they know where
they're going. Off to the research lab, which is Borg's most secret location.
Yeah.
Which everybody apparently knows where it is.
So, meanwhile, Tsukasa's like, yeah, I guess I should go follow them. And then the end is like, your food sucks.
Sea cucumber.
And then something about sea cucumber, which I'm also sure makes no sense.
Later. Yeah, that amounts to nothing either.
Actually, it does. Hey, in a stage show, they go into it.
Was that the musical?
Yeah, they like snuck into like Shocker Base, and it's like Awaken Soldier 9. Basically, this. Never mind.
What?
Okay.
So, meanwhile, back at the lab. Come to find out that the, since they've been playing in the preview for, like, two episodes. The undead and the humans are working together. So they, they're going to use, I don't know what, all four belts and human cells and undead cells to make a Joker card? Guess? Yeah.
They're making the ultimate undead.
Right.
And they're going to use Chalice's belt to transform into it.
So they kill Garen and Lagrange and Liangle or whatever the fuck his name is.
That's about all that matters now.
And they make the Joker card. And meanwhile, the two bros...
They give the Joker card to Batman and set up another movie.
Right. So, anyway, Yusuke and Blade show up, and they're like, holy crap, what have you done? And they're like, we're going to kick your ass.
And then Yusuke transforms into Kuga. Oh, wait, no, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. He just disappears.
He doesn't remember that he can do that.
He gets, like, hit in the back, and then, like, I don't think he even shows up again.
Maybe he fell in a river.
Alice takes the Joker card, goes outside, starts beating the crap out of Blade, transforms into the Joker, starts continuing to beat the shit out of this kid. And then that's when Decade shows up again as Ryuki, jumping through glass, which I'm sure is a trick he loves doing now. And that's when he gets, shot in the back by, is that?
Joke? Yeah, he was right all along, and now I can use these new cards.
Right. Yeah. So, that's when the undead show up, and there's much talking, and nobody cares about any of this stuff, because it's just fighting, basically.
And this makes me tickle a bit.
Right. But Tsukasa actually finally does pull all of the shit together to finally say, look, he wasn't fighting for money or rank or any of that nonsense. He's just, you know, fighting for evolution, you know, to move on and succeed and get better and stronger and
more alive,
more money or whatever.
I bet Tsukasa Useless told him to say this.
Yeah. But he gets his rider passing through line in, and here's your belt back, and let's transform. Yeah, buddy. So fighting ensues. Much ass of kicking.
This might tickle a bit.
Yeah. He gets his blade cards, turns Blade around, and turns him into an enormous f***ing sword.
The Blade Router.
The Blade.
That's some fantastic CGI right there.
Yeah.
That's some fantastic naming right there.
Yeah, of which you can tell there's a full prop, too, which is amazing. The full prop is epic.
I'm sure that's way too heavy to swing around.
But yeah, but they CGI it. And he blows both of them.
I can't believe they made a figure art of that.
Blows both of them the f*** up. Blade falls on his ass. And transforms. And Tsukasa helps him up. While of his Blade thinks he's going to get, like, f***ing punched or something. Like a f***ing beat dog. Yeah. So anyway, Decade almost forgets his gloves. Silly Tsukasa. Anyway, so yeah, he's finished and moving on. And that's basically the episode, I think. Yeah. They look at one of his pictures and it's not getting any better. So.
It's getting worse. And that was down scary.
The mat and transport into the world of Fies.
Yeah, and then we're moving on to the world of Fies.
Well, the show is. We're not.
Right.
Thank God for that.
Didn't we do the Fies episodes already anyway?
The only other one we've done is Ryuki, I think.
I thought we did more. I thought we did the Fies episodes.
The Fies episodes.
I keep pushing for Hibiki, but I don't think I'll be doing that again.
The Fies world is actually better than the Fies show itself.
Everything's better than the Fies show itself.
Yeah, I know. That's like that's a really dumb thing to say. It's like, this movie's better than Transformers 2. that's like a useless thing to say. Or, everything is something. Never mind.
Everything is something.
No, but it's like, oh, okay. But really, open your eyes for the next Fies. Or whatever.
Yeah.
So Giga Beetle.
Yes.
What do you think we should power playback next week?
Oh god.
I don't know. Guyver 2?
Guyver.
Have you seen Guyver 2? Speaking of Dragon Knight.
Speaking...
Never mind.
Alright then, well.
No, but it's the same guy, and never mind. But Guyver 2 is actually pretty f***ing good.
Uh-huh.
No, really.
So, JD.
Yeah. What would I like to power playback?
Yeah, what do you want to have for power playback next week?
Ooh, that's a good question. Let's see. I figure
I'll ask the two people who won't be here next week what we should do for power playback.
That's a good idea. I think that you guys should do something.
Do Shin again.
Shin. Well, maybe we'll save all of O's. I can't suggest that either.
Maybe we'll save Guyver 2 for episode 200.
Save God.
Let's do it.
Not really.
Let's see. I don't know. Something weird. Yeah.
France
American,
five.
Maybe? We haven't done any of those in quite a while.
We keep saying that, but we just did RPM, like, not too long ago.
It was a month ago.
Hey, you guys want to watch American Toku? Why not the finest example? Guyver 2. I'm not even kidding. Guyver 2 is really good.
Okay. Right, so actually...
But then what would we do for episode 200 that we aren't really going to do?
We're
going
to do that for 200.
But not really.
Probably not. Mickey is good, so veto that.
We just won't tell him.
He will veto that so quick. Oh, man.
You know, we won't announce what we're going to do for Power Playback for 200, and I'll just put it on the Twitter. And...
Right. There you go. He won't watch it. See, that's the thing, though. He won't play along.
No, he won't, but he can't shoot it down either.
Well, yeah.
That's and, you know, he'll be on video, so all he'll be able to do is just sit there and look sour about it.
No.
Like Paladin.
He won't even sit there. What are you talking about? Like...
No, he would just have someone walk by in the background again without pants.
Yeah, that is more likely.
What? It happened.
Yep, it was a thing.
Yeah.
Was that when you guys did that guest episode?
Yeah.
We have not been invited back.
It didn't actually make it into the show, but yeah, that happened.
Oh my god.
But everyone who was watching the pre-show saw it.
Hey, Mickey is the best character on this show.
I thought Fort Max was your favorite character on the show.
I go between the two. I know it's not. I know it's not Ken.
Wow!
I'm just
damn.
Kidding. Hey, JD. At least it wasn't a slight at you.
Hey, thanks. I mean, yeah.
You're not even in consideration for this list.
Wow. I mean, I appreciate that, you know.
And for good measure, f*** you, Ken.
This is all your fault.
Why not do the Blade movie?
Because we'd have to watch the Blade movie.
It's pretty good.
Blade?
No, it's alternate reality.
Can we do the Tokyuger movie? Not Tokyo, a Tokyo movie.
No.
It was good.
The musical?
Yeah.
I don't think you can put enough quotations around musicals, so I'm not even going to try.
You know, talk about what'll get shot down.
Man.
I'm not even on this show next week, and I'm just, no.
Mickey won't watch that. Fort Max probably won't watch that. I won't watch that. I don't think Ken will watch that.
Make Ken watch it anyway.
Really?
Tell him that's what's next week.
Yes!
I'd have a better chance of recommending Ghost Sager for everyone.
Yeah, but we can't, because you guys watched that, didn't you?
Well, we never did the Ghost Sager Returns for Power Playback.
Well, there you go.
And we're still not going to.
Oh. There you don't go.
Because even Paladin doesn't want to do that.
Wow. Have you guys seen Sea Cross? That's a movie.
No, we haven't, actually.
It's a TV movie. Made for TV movie.
It's a clip show.
Sea Cross is a clip show?
That's what I thought.
Fort Max?
It has one, but it also all the Z Cross stuff is new.
Oh, so, why don't you guys do the Black RX anime? It's only one episode.
What?
The SD manga. SD one.
Is the Z Cross sub?
Is it available? Yes.
We could do that.
Ooh. Okay.
It's at least, you know, a thing we haven't seen before.
Oh yeah, that always works out so well.
Since it's
I've
you know
seen
a
it.
Movie,
I just need to rewatch it. That's why I'm suggesting it. I don't actually want to do any work.
That's
why I'm suggesting Guyver 2, because I've already seen it like 8 times.
So since this one episode?
Since Gigabeetle won't be here next week, and so he'll remember to rewatch some movie he's seen before, we're going to do Z-Cross for Power Playback next week.
Good job, Gigabeetle.
Fort Max, is there a hard sub version available for that?
I don't know.
Well, you can make that happen, right?
But if it's not available?
That'll do. All right, then.
I think Z-Cross threw a shuriken. Oh, and he was in a plane accident? Yeah, I don't remember much.
Well, I guess after Friday you'll get a chance to rewatch it.
Yay.
Assuming someone remembers to put it on Twitter.
Usually I do if I care.
Will you?
Hard to say. But I'm sure Fort Max will send the link out to the mailing list.
Maybe.
Again, you have to remember to care.
Next week's Power Playback is going to be a wreck.
You're used to the faking it, right, Paladin?
Nice.
Wow.
Well, you know, can't afford to pay enough for the real deal.
God. This show has been really mean spirited, and I'm sorry to most people. I'm not sorry about what I said about Ken not being my favorite.
That was total truthy.
I'm somewhat sorry that I kept calling David David.
Somewhat, not entirely.
I'm not gonna stop, but.
What about David? What about all the Don stuff?
I don't know. Don, tweet at me if you hate me.
Excuse me, I have to go put something on Twitter.
Well, if he didn't hate you before.
You will sometime by Wednesday, I think.
How did Don react to you doing the whole Don resume? Did he not talk to you for like 6 months or something?
So what?
JD, when you did your whole Don imitation, did he like have a period?
No, I mean, yeah, he kind of still talks to me.
I mean, I don't dislike Don. I just thought it was weird that he liked a 14-year-old. And I felt that it needed to be brought up like 4 times in this show.
Apparently.
And now it will never be forgotten.
Oh, I was never going to forget that anyway. I mean, I still got the audio clips.
Yeah, whenever I'm sad, I go back and listen to that. Because I know that I did not say that.
Well, and even if you had, you're Swedish, so it's socially acceptable.
Well, 15 is the legal limit, and is the pants legal thingy in Sweden. 13 in Japan. I had, like, I was thinking about jailbait, and I had to, like, do some research. That sounded worse than it actually was.
Too late, it's on record.
But, Gigabeetle is only, like, 22, so it's still not as bad.
Yep. Guys, XV is 30 in January.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Wow.
We must remember to celebrate somehow.
Well, I won't be here that week, so...
Are you gonna die?
It's as good a celebration as any.
Now, if you and JD and Fort Max and Ken want to, you know, get together and put on a show by yourselves that week, you're more than welcome to.
You'll have to edit it still. Take over again.
What, Fort Max?
You'll still have to edit it.
Most likely, yes. But I'm just saying, if you want to put on a show that week by yourselves or with whatever extra people you feel like bringing into it, I don't really care. But I'm not going to be here either way.
Bring on Barry.
Barry.
No. Ask, Ask David if he wants to be on. My dream team for this episode is Fort Max and JD hosting the call, David, Barry, and no one else. Paladin can be there, but only for train puns.
God.
Okay, I can stay on track for those.
What about Ken?
Who? Is Ken still on this show? He's like never on. I don't really miss him at all.
Oh, Ken. Man. This has been like a heartless episode. Very appropriate, I guess, that we did Blade.
Oh, Giga, Don replied to what I tweeted before. I don't know if I should hate you or not, Giga, because I don't know what's being said about me. Ask me tomorrow.
Okay. So, Ken, tweet at me if you hate me also. Also, David, I don't know if you have a Twitter. Is it at David something?
Tweet I love Giga Beetle episode.
You know, the most people, if you hate me, tweet at me, and I'll know.
The best part about Giga Beetle episodes is that by the time we're done, it's like 4 a.m. and he's delirious from lack of sleep.
I really want to go to bed.
So, like, he's even more Swedish than he starts out. It's the best.
I'm like really sorry about some things I've actually said.
But not all of them.
He says.
No, but like, if you catch me in the morning tomorrow, I'm going to feel so bad. It's almost that I'm going to... I've almost emailed XV before that I wanted things cut out. Like that school shooting joke that was inappropriate, but still was in the show.
I don't even remember. Yeah, well. What was the joke? I don't remember.
It was something about it was the Gridman episode. I was like, oh, that kid is stingy. And I was like, why don't you just bring a gun to school like normal stingy kids?
Oh, okay.
Like, that wasn't good.
And now you've made another school shooting joke in the show.
It's wow. The same one. It doesn't count.
He's explaining the horrible thing that he said. It's okay.
It's a sort of coping with it. Also, this is the second time I've been on New Year's Eve.
I noticed that, actually.
Yeah.
It's the time of year.
No, it's no time of year. It's time of 2 years.
Almost.
Hey. Yeah.
It was more last year because that was actually...
I'm going to start off 2014 with Don tweeting at me, why did you call me out on liking a 14-year-old?
Yeah, actually you will.
Yep, most likely.
Good job, Giga.
Wait, he tweeted again. And I'll know... no, wait, that was the same one. Oh, wait. What?
Oh, okay, it's continued from the first one. So ask me tomorrow, then I'll know if to hate you, or toss Jewel Lords at JD, or drown XV Braun in Kim Possible DVDs.
Yo, what's Jewel Lords?
I think that's a subset of the Rock Lords. That were jewels.
Cool. Yeah.
Don, you're a fun guy. Sense. That was your best tweet yet. Good job.
Don's very familiar with them because he's so old.
Don owns one of the first calendars ever.
Yes, it was carved in stone, and for some reason it only went up to 2012.
Because Don was supposed to die that year, but, you know, medical science being what it is.
Don,
he just keeps going and going.
Also, you can use my... I had a suggestion about you taking on a hard task. I don't know if that was in the break or what, but if you take upon yourself a hard task, say that it's a daunting task. A daunting task.
Yes, a daunting task.
Daunting task.
Good job, Don. You can have that one.
Okay, so that's probably going to be our show for this week.
I hope he likes me after that one.
thanks to Gigameetle for being here, because I couldn't have asked for anything better than
this. We are so incredibly sorry.
No, we're not.
I am, at least a little bit.
That's uncommon for you, Paladin. Sorry. Paladin, I didn't know you were able to experience remorse.
Well, I do kind of want to live to see 2015 in Shardicon.
No. You will live to see 2015 in Shardicon. You just may not live to see home again, which, considering where you live, is probably a good thing.
Yeah, 601.
How is Detroit even a real place?
That's a good question.
Well, it's not very real right now, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, how the f*** does it... What? Like, everything I know about Detroit is from Transformers Animated and RoboCop. And I'm like, what? This is what America is like?
It is. Well, that's what Detroit is like, anyway.
Yeah.
What a little-known fact, Giga, Transformers Animated is actually set in RoboCop's future timeline.
Is it?
No.
No.
Look ahead, man.
God damn it.
But it is believable, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I always assumed there was a fan theory about it, and I was hoping you would be like, yes, and actually you missed this reference and this
actually,
reference.
Actually, a lot of RoboCop was shot in Dallas.
Dallas is like cowboys. Why?
Dallas is like cowboys.
It's safer than shooting in the real Detroit. Because, you know, if they would have taken the film crews around actual Detroit, they all would have got stabbed and their equipment stolen. But, you know, in Dallas, all they have to do is, you know, set a few trash cans on fire on a street corner and hire some people to stand around and be cold and homeless in the middle of summer.
Paladin, you know. Have you ever done any crime?
You know, to survive.
Not like, like planned out crimes, like, yeah, to survive.
Those records are sealed.
I'm going to take that as a yes.
Paladin as, like, a gang lord. Ken as, like, he's also there for some reason.
What?
God.
Maybe Paladin's under house arrest.
You know, I'm starting to hear the feedback.
That's probably Fort Max's fault again.
Okay.
We're just going to assume that. But that's a good place to end the show, so thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week with the 4th anniversary show.
Oh god, we've been doing this for 4 years.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a thing.
JD, you're not qualified to sigh yet. You've only been here about half that time.
I know.
Yeah, but in JD's defense, he's been here more intensely and ruining it more.
I've worked a lot harder to make this show
here
worse.
More by volume.
Right.
You've been listening to Superhero Time. Go to tokupodcast.com for show notes and to listen to previous episodes. Find us on iTunes or download our Android app at tfradio.net/android. Follow us on Twitter for show updates, weekly power playback, and more at superhero_time. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2013.
Fort Max, are you a city?
Maybe.
Oh my god, he's glued Monopoly pieces to his body, haven't you? Oh my god, now I just imagine you gluing, like, Monopoly pieces to your body, laying down on the floor and go, I am Fort Max.
Well, the head is all my penis.
Watch me race my
way
power.
To make that creepy, Fort Max.
Yeah, hats off to that one.
Okay, I think that's a good place to end.
For the fourth time.
I think I've broken enough brain cells tonight.
When we start talking about where Fort Max hangs his hat, I think we're done.
Oh, goodness.
Headband, to be fair. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sure you have a lovely dick and it's big and everything. Never mind. Thanks for having me on the show. It's been lovely.
You're all incredibly sorry.
I can't breathe.
Superhero time! 来週もよろしくな。
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.